producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Now it's 7 half the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Good day with my friends Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen, all here to do business. And we're doing business.
Business.
Trending, yes, trending now at DougSteffen.com. The story of the photographer. I always love these people. Everybody's a journalist. When somebody's writing a story, some journalist is another. A photojournalist. What is he?
Take a selfie and you're a photographer.
Yeah, take a selfie and you're a photojournalist. What a bunch of nonsense. Anyway, so this guy was roughed up supposedly by the Secret Service at the Trump rally yesterday. He apparently stepped over the line, and these guys ran right after him and grabbed him by the throat. If you see the video, it's pretty dramatic.
Really?
Yeah, you haven't seen the video?
No.
Yeah, it's fairly dramatic. It's just not, they're not putting up, there's not a lot of room because there have been so many people at these rallies. It's hard to control them because he doesn't really have a full Secret Service contingent because, you know, he's a candidate, but he's not the president.
No,
he and Ben Carson they do. He and Ben Carson have full Secret Service protection.
Yeah.
But as many as the president would have?
I don't know how the numbers measure up, but I know that they do have a detail.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, there's that, a lot of Leonardo DiCaprio stuff and Sylvester Stallone. Here's something.
I just don't know how someone gets the idea they can touch the neck of a Secret Service officer and not feel some pain.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Hmm. Right.
You touch my neck, you're going to feel pain. I can't imagine someone trained.
So I want to bring everybody up to date on what's going on in the budget process and with the men and women in the United States Army, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard. You may or may not have heard that the Delta Force counterterrorism unit has been sent to Iraq to capture or kill as many of the top Daesh operatives as they can. Delta Force, kind of like the SEALs, make up most of the top secret expeditionary targeting forces that are now operating in Iraq. They are going to capture or try to kill Daesh officials and seize everything they can of their network. These operations have been planned. See, here's what's the problem. Why are we talking about this? There should be no information about this at all. We should know nothing until after they've done what they are sent there to do. But the defense secretary says that this will create fear among Daesh. Really? What it does is make these guys targets of Daesh. I think that's a mistake. Am I the only one who thinks that? I just find it bothers me.
I think it's silly that we announce our military operations before
right.
we do that.
What's the point of that?
One of the great things about, and people will make fun of George W. Bush a lot, is that he would say, what was the shock and awe. They came up with this campaign. So they say, look, we're getting ready to do this campaign. It's called Shock and Awe, and that's all we got. Now it's like we're going to go after Jihadi John, and we're going to do this, and we're going to make a left on Main Street. It's ridiculous.
Remember Geraldo Rivera got
I was just thinking that, Richie.
Got in Iraq because he was like drawing the plans in
the sand. Yeah, right.
And so the Iraqis were watching the plan.
They knew exactly.
Al-Qaeda were watching the plan on Fox News, and they're like, look, this is what Geraldo Rivera says they're going to do.
Yeah.
This is terrible.
All right. So with the military in mind, I want to introduce you to a congressman whose name is Justin Amash, A-M-A-S-H. Richie, why don't you Google him? Jennifer, you may want to as well. This is one of the I'm learning about him for the first time this year. Been in Congress since 2011. He's from Michigan. And he is one of the 40 or 45 congressmen who really get it, who are trying to do something. And he's not a Tea Party guy, although he sort of comes across as a Tea Party guy. What he is someone who cares and understands what's going on and is very skeptical of the approach. A lot of the folks who call themselves conservatives say, we've got to build up the military, spend more money. And as you know, when this last round, the omnibus spending bill that was passed, two, three weeks ago, $1.1 trillion, did you know that not one member of Congress is on record as having read the whole thing? It was brought in and passed in 2 days, and it was 2,000 pages. This thing, and it was none of the members of Congress, either the Senate or the House, had anything to do with writing this. It was done in the White House with the leadership, and that was it. Nobody was on board, and they don't even know, and now it's coming out what was in there, including the, did you know that the cessation of sequestration was one of the things the Republicans demanded? And they didn't demand it because they wanted to have more money in the military. This is so sick. What's coming out now? This guy, Amish, has been doing a lot of interviews. He won't make himself very popular with the leadership. But he said the biggest part of the increase, the $1.1 trillion increase, was in military spending. And he's quoted as saying it's not driven primarily by our national defense needs, what Jennifer just said, and that's what tripped this in my mind, Jennifer, but by the needs of the defense contractors. The contractors were pushing for an increase in spending because they want to, and that's what he said. He said not the needs of our defense, but the wants of defense contractors. There are a lot of Republicans who recognize that you can't increase the spending without giving the Democrats what they want, so they got increases in domestic spending all over the place so the Republicans could satisfy the defense contractors who are their major contributors. This is so sick. This is so outrageous.
Well, so against the meaning. I mean, especially if you're a conservative.
God.
Look, if you're a Democrat, you know that spending on programs is what your party does. But
you
know,
don't have to spend more. Just spend it better. This is just
be
a lap.
Smart.
These people are lapdogs for Lockheed Martin and Raytheon and all these other contractors that are making jillions of dollars out of war. This adds more in terms of the military-industrial complex to the theory that many of us have that this all of these wars are just trumped up, if you'll pardon the pun, and unnecessary, unreasonable.
We just are doing it wrong. I mean, what my top concern, if someone was going to ask me what my top concern was going into the election, it's national security. You can't talk about social programs. You can't talk about education. You can't talk about anything if you don't have a secure country. And I feel like we have let ours get away from us in a big way. I would be totally fine, even though that's my top priority, I would be totally fine spending less on military stuff
but we
if
don't
I knew
need
that
it.
They were going to be spending it in a more productive way.
Absolutely.
The money's already there.
Right, so let me give you two examples of what happened on the other side so you'll know how bad this thing is, this $1.1 trillion omnibus spending act. Guess what? They added, instead of, remember when the IRS budget was cut by $300-400 million? And now, in this, nobody knew this until last Tuesday. There's an article in The Hill, which is the newspaper that basically reports on what's going on with Congress, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They were going to cut the IRS funding by $838 million because of the overreach and because of the inappropriate behavior of the agency. So what happens? Not only did they put the $838 million back into the IRS, but they added 3% more, another $290 million on top of the $838 that they cut out in the Appropriations Committee hearings that were never part of any. They weren't part of any appropriation hearing. So no transparency whatsoever. And this is the kind of stuff done in secret that the reason that Trump's getting as much traction as he is because guys like Rubio and Cruz are responsible for this kind of stuff going on. And they roll over to it. I mean, this kind of spending, the tax, the cuts that was supposed to take place didn't. But I use the IRS as an example, but there are plenty of other examples of what got put into the spending docket. Nobody knew anything about it. Nobody knew anything about it. It just is coming out now, what, 3 weeks after the thing is passed. And it's a pattern. And that's why people are ticked off, as well they ought to be. The idea was they were going to, they went into these hearings, these resolutions, to cut $10 billion off the budget. Instead, they added $47 billion as a result of this. And it's mostly going to the military and the IRS. How do you like that, boys and girls? Think about that, that kind of stuff. And this is what this guy Amash, did you look him up? The congressman, did you look him up to see?
I just looked at his wiki page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what did you think of it?
I mean, from what you can tell, it's good. It's his story, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we need more people like this. This is disgraceful. It's more than disgraceful. It's dishonest. And these people play into it. And it's just
there's so much that's easy to hide stuff.
Yeah. Oh, it really is, Richie.
And so much what gets these people elected is because of the funding that goes in because of these backdoor deals. And that's why the guy, John Cox, out of California, who wants to put labels of your top 10 donors on your suit jacket, got my support 110%.
Me too. By the way, one of the things, the technology that was voted on as part of this budget, laser weapons by 2023.
Yeah, I heard about that.
That they're working on. They've had initial trials of them, unprecedented power, what they're going to be able to do with them. I mean, I don't know. There's so many, so much stuff. All right, who's on the, Richie, I don't have my call command.
Oh, Mike is on the line.
Mike on Good Day, hi.
How are you doing, Mr. Stephan?
I'm well, Mr. Mike.
I was wondering, I heard a good definition of a politician. I don't know if you heard this one or not, but they tell me a politician is a person that could tell you to go to hell in such a way that you actually look forward to the trip.
I like that.
Mike, thank you. All right, 888-302-3684. Email to Rich or Jennifer or Doug at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. It's 18 after the hour on Good Day.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen. PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Exclude service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy, so mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Good
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Top five songs from this week in 1994 here on Good Day. I'll do it in my best Charlie Tuna fashion as I can pay
Charlie
and Jen Jen.
No, okay.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I was a rock star.
Doug Legend.
No, not to say you're not good, and you couldn't compete.
I was an okay jock. I was all right.
Yeah, yeah.
But
Charlie Tuna's
talked
in
too
another
much.
World.
Yeah, he was. I talked
you
too much.
You talk too much? I don't believe it.
The guy used to, the program director used to tell me to shut the blank up and play the music.
That's funny. That's what Rich and I say when you go to the bathroom on the break. Weird.
All right, music in this portion of the Good Day program. Tony Braxton was in the number five slot with Breathe. Again, this is good, Richie, for your thinking and your meditation. Gotta breathe out your breath.
It's very soulful.
Yes. All right. This week, 1994 is our focus. Number five, Toni Braxton. And number four, another great lady of song for the last, 30? Mariah Carey's been around almost 30 years.
80s. Yeah.
From the 80s. Yeah. All right. This is the Nielsen song she revived called Without You. That's a great song, actually. Don't you remember the original version of this?
Oh, yeah.
Harry Nilsson wrote the song.
Uh-huh.
Oh, stop it. You're such a boy.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I know you are. Okay, so we got the Toni Braxton in the fifth slot, Mariah Carey in number four. Jennifer's going to get teed up on this one. Salt and Pepper, number three. With En Vogue and What a Man. This is what Meredith says when she sees me walk through the door.
That's exactly what it
was. Wait a minute. What did you say?
I think it's kind of like, oh, what a man.
That's how Jennifer's giving me the
although most men think goes on the down low, I've never heard about him with another girl. But I don't sweat it because it's just pathetic. I'm going to let it get me involved in that he said, she said. I'm trying not to cuss. You hear that? That's my blanket. Can do every bit of that song.
That's the narrative so she can listen to that. All right, anyway, number three.
Every Salt-N-Pepa song that you challenge me with, I've got every one.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. All right, this is a great song. Number two is Ace of Base, Richie. I love this song.
Great song.
Ah, what a great pop hit.
A lot of fun.
On its way to number one. See, I want to have the time devoted to this song because number one sucks.
Go back to Salt-N-Pepa.
Yeah, we can do that. Now, this is a good. This is more of, if you pardon the pun, bass for the audience.
More white.
So everybody
is that
can
what you're trying to say?
It's so it's white bread to music. Carl, what do you want from me?
Come on.
I don't know. I like this kind
of music. You think this is white bread? Wait,
brace
you're number
your inner
one.
Soul.
Number one is soggy white bread.
Yeah, right. It's
Let's go back to Salt-N-Pepa.
Celine Dion and the Power of Love was number one during this week in 1994.
The girl wins, Doug. She gets her choice.
All right. I think we've taken good care of this week in 1994. Tony Braxton, Mariah Carey, Salt-N-Pepa, Ace of Base, and Celine Dion. 28 after on Good Day.
Take it, girl.
For over 75 years, Geico's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call Geico. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected. Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen. PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
In the news, Kelly Cuoco's tattoo and you. This is Dr. Seamus on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Kelly Cuoco, one of the stars of the TV mega hit The Big Bang Theory, got married, and before you could catch your breath, got divorced. Unfortunately for her, she got the date of her wedding tattoo on her back. Great memento when you're in love, but not so great when divorcing. To cover up the let's not forget I got married tattoo, she sports a giant moth in glorious technicolor. Here's the thing. Once you get a tattoo, consider it permanent because it is. DCOC advice, even with the latest technology, the picosecond laser removing tattoos is an unsolved problem. And an expensive one. Your $50 tattoo can quickly turn into a several $1,000 removal job and frequently with less than ideal cosmetic appearance. Makes you want to think twice before inking your skin. This is Dr. Chambers on call. Follow me on my website, Dr. Chambers.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
On the Good Day program, I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friends Kara and Jennifer and Rich. Today is the first day of March. Our poll today at DougSteffen.com asks you what your favorite thing is about March. Is it St. Patrick's Day? Is it that the baseball season is coming?
It's not the stupid poll.
You don't like the poll?
The poll. Your problem.
Well, you know. Huh? Let's just say we could stretch our creativity a little, couldn't we?
Well, maybe. You can't have everything here. Yeah. All right, so here is the, you heard the news at the bottom of the hour. This is the rest of the news. All right? This is Dateline Des Moines, where we're now heard, have a lot of people listening to us in Des Moines, as a matter of fact.
Oh,
police officer Brady Pratt unintentionally fired his service weapon inside the city airport as he was practicing his quick draw.
Uh-oh. In the airport?
Yes.
You know, visualizing Barney Fife?
Yeah. If I were to pick 10 places to practice my quick draw,
probably the airport.
Not
the airport. Probably one of them.
The airport to number 11.
I mean, I'm no expert. I'm just getting into firearms, but I would think you would do something like that, maybe at a shooting range, perhaps.
Might be a good idea.
Maybe.
All right. Independence, Louisiana police officer Lou Banks, charged with a felony theft, malfeasance in office, and hate crimes. Banks targeted Hispanic motorists, stopped them along the highway, asked them for their wallets to check their license. When he returned the wallets, their cash was missing.
Hmm.
Really, this guy's got to be a genius.
Good idea.
I've never called Dick Tracy in on that one.
Peculiar.
Okay, let's see
here. Malfeasance. I love that.
University of Louisville recently posted a job listing for a tenure track position that it specified would be filled only by an African American, a Hispanic, or a Native American.
No honkies need apply.
The ad was removed after someone complained it didn't include those with disabilities. Listen to that. You didn't, but you went off. You didn't hear the best of kicker. Did you hear what I just said?
Hey, Whitey, stay away.
No. Listen to this. You missed it. The ad specified it wanted a black person, a Hispanic, or a Native American. It was removed after somebody complained to the university it didn't include anybody with disabilities. There were no complaints that it didn't have any white references.
What if for a white person in a wheelchair? Could they have applied?
I suppose so. Let's see here. Michigan law permitting open carry of firearms. You're going to love this. This is Dateline Homer Community School District in I believe it's in the Upper Peninsula. They have a policy of locking down the school, calling the police every time a weapon is seen on the campus near the school. Something it does every time one of the students' fathers shows up. School officials admit this father is not a confrontational problem, causes no problem at all, apart from insisting on exercising his legal rights to carry a firearm onto school grounds. The prosecutor says that he will consider charging this father with being disorderly for causing the lockdown.
Hmm.
I mean, think about the ramifications for that. All right, one more of these.
There's some really stupid people walking on this planet.
When Mark Cohn's daughter, Melanie, a fan of the Washington Capitals, Richie, died last summer, he decided to honor her by building an ice skating rink on property he owned and opening it up to the public.
That's cool.
It's proven very popular with local families, but Montgomery County Police insist that he close the rink now. Officials say he didn't get a permit for it, and it's on property zoned for agricultural use only.
That's where I grew up. Good old Monkey County.
Yep.
Monkey. What is it? Monkey see, monkey do, that kind of stuff, would you say? All right, let's get the story that's floating around today about Katy Perry and JonBenet Ramsey.
Huh?
This has been going around
for a little while. It's so weird.
All right, there's a YouTuber named Dave Johnson who believes JonBenet Ramsey is alive, and we know her as Katy Perry. He actually posted a video of his theory, but it started going viral this week after the poll was released, finding 38% of Florida voters think that Ted Cruz is the Zodiac Killer.
Even though he was born 2 years after the Zodiac Killer did his killing.
All right, so Entertainment Tonight last night posted an overview of the story.
Could Katy Perry actually be JonBenet Ramsey? That's the bizarre conspiracy theory floating around the internet after this 2014 video resurfaced online. In the 7-minute-long clip, an unseen man named Dave Johnson makes a string of claims linking the pop star with JonBenet, who was murdered in 1996.
JonBenet Ramsey did not die. Nobody died. Nobody got hurt. That sacrifice was an in-name only, and that sacrifice was to get something, and that something was to become a star.
The problem is there are a lot of holes in this story, namely the fact that Katy is 31, while JonBenet would only be 25 if she were still alive. And there's a record slash photos of Katy as a child.
All right. Can you believe we're spending? Listen to this.
Yeah.
Here's Meg Scoop, and to hear more from All Deaf Digital talking about this conspiracy theory.
He had a video that resurfaced from conspiracy theorist Dave Johnson. He claims that Katy Perry and JonBenet Ramsey are the same exact person.
JonBenet Ramsey did not die. Nobody died. Nobody got hurt. JonBenet Ramsey became Katy Perry.
Well, that's stupid.
Right! That's stupid for so many reasons. First of all, Katy Perry's 31. JonBenet Ramsey, if she was alive, would be 25. Like, that's a big difference.
Pretty big difference.
That's like saying, okay, when she was 11, look, we're going to pretend you're 17. Just go around and tell people you're 17.
Yeah.
Fix your difference. Like, you can't do that.
Nobody be able to tell.
It's so dramatic in his video. Like,
watch as I'm moved, I'm overly
looking easily through. You can see that so-called parents of the Katy Perry character are in fact the same too as the JonBenet.
And then he also claims that the parents are the same people. They're not. What is dead? They're not the same people.
Nothing like the other dad. These dads are nothing alike.
Shocked to hear this radio is called All Deaf, D-E-F.
What
all
if
deaf
it were digital? Possible? I'm doing my best grinder.
The fact that Entertainment Tonight and we and all these other YouTubers are talking about this is the stupidest thing.
All right, listen to this.
That's ridiculous.
Here's Haley Hoover from What's Trending talking about some of the claims this guy made.
This theory's actually been around since 2014, but something about proving that Ted Cruz is the Zodiac Killer seems to be bringing it back. So here's the gist. By overlaying lots of creepy photos very slowly with creepy music of creepy little girls singing, Dave proves that Katie and JonBenet are the same person because they vaguely look alike. He also claims that Katie's parents are JonBenet's parents in disguise. Never mind the fact that they were working pastors and hundreds of people saw them during this time period. That doesn't matter. Don't worry about it.
Looking easily through, you can see the so-called parents of the Katy Perry character are in fact the same, too, as the JonBenet.
And I guess
right,
we're
so hearing the same video audio back and forth. All right, one last piece of this, though. This is the best one because it comes from a YouTuber named Mario the Vigilant Christian who thinks... thinks this story is a plant by the government in an attempt to make all conspiracy theorists look as crazy as this does.
It's working.
Yeah. Conspiracy theorist, quote unquote, claim that Katy Perry is actually JonBenet Ramsey, even though she's obviously not. And this was posted to Billboard. And I mean, you literally put Katy Perry in your news Google search, and that's all you're going to see. I mean, bizarre celebrity conspiracy theory claims Katy Perry, conspiracy theory claims, all over the place on mainstream media. So what is exactly going on? I mean, is it true? Is it true that Katy Perry is really just JonBenet Ramsey? No, not at all. And what happens is when it's promoted by mainstream media, like Billboard, Time Magazine, other things like that, you can guarantee, especially with stuff like this, that it is a psychological operation. This is a technique to muddy the waters with disinformation. And it's literally probably from the government themselves, trying to brainwash the masses to think that conspiracy theorists are nothing but crazy nut jobs. You see, if they put out this story, you know, that is obviously just beyond ridiculous, people won't investigate what is actually going on in the world. And what they're doing nowadays is they're painting conspiracy theorists in movies and television as complete nut jobs.
Did you say nowadays?
So that when anyone
nowadays.
Thinks of someone who
that's
investigates...
That's what people say when they don't say nowadays, they say nowadays.
Right. Okay, well, coming up in a moment, Bin Laden is not dead.
Nowadays.
Stand by for that. It's 43.
Selling fried chicken and Popeyes with Elvis.
43.
I don't eat that nowadays.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
As you know, all of us here on the Good Day program are all about eating well, eating clean. That means no added sugars, no carbs, no processed food. That's the way to the best health possible. So, for those of us who are on this program, when we need a boost of energy, because sometimes if you don't have enough sugar or that sort of thing in your system, you lack energy. And so people reach for those monster drinks, or they reach for caffeine or something else. You don't have to do that with Super Beets. You'll reach for Super Beets. I was in a friend's home the other day, and he and his partner had been buying Super Beets and using them. And he said, I take this every time I go to work in the morning. I love it. It's all organic. You get the benefits of three whole beets in just one teaspoon without any really bad beet taste. Plus, the Neo 40 product that we talk about as well, which is also loaded in dietary nitrates, that has the same amount, but it's crystallized. Same amount as in a teaspoon, but you have it crystallized, put it in your tongue, and it dissolves instantly and is absorbed into your system right away. So you have that charge that Richie needs in the morning when he gets started.
Yep.
And I do, and all of us do. You have this, and within minutes, your system is awake and alive because the nitrates that are in Neo 40 and Super Beet, same product basically, are that's what starts up your engines, opens up your veins and arteries so that the blood flows through your system to your muscles, to your brain, to your heart. All the important areas, every area of your body is going to be provided much better with the kind of blood that you need everywhere to fortify and strengthen your body. It comes because of the nitrates converting into nitric oxide, opening up the arteries. That's what Super Beets is all about. It's the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now, and with your first order of Super Beets, they'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry free. It comes with the first order. I believe it's a 3-month supply, if I'm not mistaken. So you get 4 months for the price of three, basically. Drink the Super Beets. Use the Neo 40 for just a week and feel the results, or you get your money back. You get the free book, Beat the Odds, also, and free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. Matter of fact, you can go online and order at DougLikesBeats.com. That's DougLikesBeats.com, or call 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. One more time, 800-655-4183 to feel your best and be your best, or order online at DougLikesBeats.com.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
Platinum is a word reserved for premium products. Hence why you've never seen Platinum Corn Dogs or Platinum Toothpicks. So you know Pennzoil Platinum is the good stuff. And now Napa's got Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Oil for just $5.29 a quart. Plus buy 12 quarts, you get $2 per quart back by mail. For just $5.29 a quart, you'll get premium oil for a corn dog price. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state local taxes or recycling fees. Offer expires 3/31/16.
This is what opening a can of beer used to sound like. And this is what it sounds like now. That's the sound of the Sam Adams Nitro Project. Our beer reinvented from the bubbles out. Nitrogen gives these Sam Adams beers a smooth, creamy taste for a unique drinking experience. Sam Adams Nitro White Ale, IPA, and Coffee Stout. Which will you try first?
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
All right, here we are at 48 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Okay, so we're into the conspiratorialists. Those people, you know, there are people who say Osama bin Laden was never killed. That's one of those Obama plots. Obama didn't really have him killed. He wasn't dropped out over the ocean in the middle of the Indian Ocean. He is alive and well and living in Santa Clara or something. Who knows what people think. I'm convinced that he's dead. And there's an interesting array of information. There's a new book, as a matter of fact, that's out, written by one of, and this is not the same guy. Wasn't there somebody who got into trouble because he wrote early on about the bin Laden thing, and he was the shooter? I don't remember the guy's name.
Yeah, it was
name.
One of the SEALs, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, right, yeah. So this is not one of the SEALs. This is a reporter who's dug around into all of the things that bin Laden was known. Apparently, he was very hands-on. He was an operator, micromanager. And when they looked at these documents, they saw all kinds of things that were in here. He apparently had millions of dollars stashed away. No surprise there. All these guys, all these bad guys. I think of how many times I've told the story on the air of what's his face from Hamas. Remember I told you, who is the old guy that was the leader of Hamas? Yeah. Remember, nobody. Anyway, not important. He had billions stashed away. Apparently, Bin Laden had, they found $27-28 million of his. And, but he, you know, he lived away because he was afraid, but yet he was on his cell phones and email and stuff all the time telling these guys what to do. So he is dead, folks. You can believe that. I think he's dead. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm clear if the rain don't freeze as long as I can. Plastic Jesus sitting on the dashboard of my car.
I got eyes, don't I? I'm not going to see something that look like that. Hey, Lord, whatever I've done, don't strike me blind for another couple of minutes.
All right, so the passing of George Kennedy is certainly something that needs to be noted. He was in like 143 different films and 9 million different television shows. Started out in the early Cowboys in the 60s. This is from Cool Hand Luke, where he won the Oscar. He and Struther Martin and Paul Newman, what a cast in that movie, Chucker. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. We sort of celebrate the passing of George Kennedy, who was 91. What stands out in your mind of all the characters that he played in those hundreds of roles? Which one do you think he was best in?
Well, I don't know. Hey, that's subjective, but I mean, I remember George Kennedy very much from the early 70s and the disaster craze. He was in the first four Airport movies. I did a revival of Airport on the big screen a few weeks ago. We played the character of Joe Petroni. He was this really cool character, and he starred opposite Charlton Heston in Earthquake in 1974. And I always felt he stole that film from Heston. He was really a likable character.
Here he is in Airport, George.
He's an armed phantom, and he's coming right for us. He fires one. It's on the 5 o'clock. I'll have this mother out of here by midnight.
I told the audience before Airport, I said his character in Airport was a mechanic, and then in Airport 79, he flew to Concorde. So he really, the character really progressed throughout those.
That's funny. He was one of those dependable guys. that you could give any role to, and he'd figure it out. Here he is in Naked Gun.
Hey, I remember this bug. Ex-boxer. His real name was Joey Chicago.
Oh, yeah. He fought under the name of Kid Minneapolis. Hey, I saw Kid Minneapolis fighting once in Cincinnati.
No, you're thinking of Kid New York. He fought out of Philly.
He was killed in the ring in Houston by Tex Colorado. You know, the Arizona assassin.
Yeah,
from Dakota. I don't remember if it was North or South.
North. South Dakota with his brother from West Virginia. You sure know your boxing?
God.
Well, all I know is never bet on the white guy.
I love it.
Here, one more.
You know, and he also landed in the 80s. He landed a part on Dallas, a TV show that lasted a very long time.
Yep. Yeah. All right, go ahead, Richie.
You haven't shot anybody in 6 months.
That's true. Funny how you miss the little things.
Funny. Two of them were great together. But those guys, where are they? Are those guys around now, Chucker, really and truly? And I don't try to sound like some old... You know what, but the guys like that are just, we were
harder to find.
Earlier.
They're definitely harder to find.
We were talking earlier of the passing of Charlie Tuna, who was one of the great broadcasters, great jocks of all time, and those guys just don't exist anymore. There's nothing clever about a lot of these people. Anyway, so we...
Nowadays we get a classy Oscar telecast like Sunday night.
Oh, my God. Did you see how bad the ratings were? Let's talk about that. I want to talk about Sylvester Stallone's speaking out regarding his... people call it the Oscar snub. I think he's got the healthiest attitude toward it of anybody. So that coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by IHOP. IHOP is sharing the love. On March 8th, pancake lovers nationwide will once again flock to their participating local IHOP restaurant to enjoy one free short stack of buttermilk pancakes in celebration of the brand's annual National Pancake Day. Now in its 11th year, IHOP restaurants will give away millions of free pancakes from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. to guests dining in-restaurant and ask them to leave behind a voluntary donation for their local Children's Miracle Network Hospital, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, Shriners Hospital for Children, and other local charities. Participating IHOP restaurants supporting Children's Miracle Network Hospitals will also sell Miracle Balloons for $1 and $5. The balloons will be available for purchase beginning February 1st through March 8th. Darren Rebellez, President, IHOP.
Every pancake we give away has a purpose on National Pancake Day. Through the generosity of our guests and the hard work and commitment of our franchisees and their team members, we will help fund life-saving treatment and care for children in need in our communities.
For more information, visit IHOPPancakeDay.com.
All right, other than the Oscar broadcast being sucky on Sunday, the fact that Stallone didn't win bothered me a lot. But here's the guy.
Too.
He's got so much class. Listen to this, Chucker. To all the real Rockies of the world, please hang in there. Hang on to your dreams. Never give in. Never give out. Never give up. Thanks for your support. And so, you know, I mean, that's really the best. That's what you'd expect him to say, frankly.
Well, you can't listen. You can't be openly upset about it. I mean, that doesn't make you look good. Having said that, I do believe that the Academy really blew a chance to have a terrific moment Sunday night if he came up and accepted that award. And it would have been a favor. I think, personally, I thought that was the best acting he's ever done on screen in Creed.
Yeah.
So it would have been deserving.
He's a long way from quitting. Good luck to him and you. Chuck Curry here on Good Day.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.